AZCCC presents the Cancer Care Podcast, Arizona Center for Cancer Care. Comprehensive care with the highest quality of cancer treatment in Arizona. Joining us today, medical oncologist, Dr. Frank Tsai.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
What are clinical trials?
Well, clinical trials are investigational treatments that offers patients more treatment options and some of the most cutting-edge treatments. And these are performed at a number of different sites, including academic institutions as well as some private offices.
And other than the obvious, how do clinical trials help patients?
So traditionally, most patients think of clinical trials when they have run out of options, but that can't be further from the truth. Clinical trials is available at different phases of a cancer patient's treatment. The most advantage is that it offers patients some of the newest treatments that you just can't get based on FDA approval. Also, patients may want additional treatments and it allows them some choices. I think the overarching question you're getting at is how does one decide about clinical trials when they're maybe a lack of strong data, because after all, it's a clinical trial. And I think that's where having some guidance from your doctor who's involved in clinical trial would be very helpful.
If options are limited, do they normally go with your recommendation as a physician for a clinical trial?
I think that's a very personalized decision. And one of the common questions I get is, how do you decide on a clinical trial? Our goal here is not to push the clinical trial, but to share with patients what we know and what we don't know. And the reality is clinical trials are not all the same. They fall on a spectrum. Some trials may involve very familiar drugs. For example, you can have a cocktail of two FDA-approved drugs, but we're trying to answer the question whether the combination may be better than one. On the other end of that spectrum, we can have a brand new drug with an exciting new mechanism, but we've never done it in humans before. And we call those first in human. And so that spectrum is part of our job to explain to patients what we know about the drugs as well as what we don't know.
So how does a patient find a clinical trial? Is it typically recommended through a physician, or is it part of the patient's responsibility to do some research?
And that's one of the huge barriers that we have today, Dave. It is so difficult for patients to find a clinical trial. There is a national registry called clinicaltrials.gov. It's a federal mandate that all trials are registered. The problem is the website is poorly organized and often out of date. And therefore, patients are often left to fend for themselves, calling different cancer centers looking for trials. And that's one of the advantages of AZCCC. Our association and collaboration with the investigators at Only Health Research Institute, where I am one of the investigators, bring more treatment options for our patients. They don't have to fly across the country to other cancer centers. They can find trials close to home.
Patients searching on their own, trying to do the right thing, trying to find good information, but coming across bad information and not realizing it has to be a constant nightmare for good physicians like yourself.
It is a challenge. The reality is that investigational treatments often has proprietary information, and sometimes these are not meant for public eyes. But at the same time, those decisions are made on an individual basis. And the goal here is to help patients decide what's right for them.
So can you give us an example of a current clinical trial in progress?
So one of the trials that we have today is called Kodiak. It's an exciting new drug where an antibody, not chemotherapy, that is packaged into something called exosome. An exosome is really exciting because it's an envelope that tells the drug where to go, and it sends it like a post office package with an address on it straight to the cancer cells. And once it's delivered to the doors of the cancer cell, it's taken in by the cancer cell where the antibody does its thing. We've seen some preclinical strong signals for a number of different cancer types, and these include breast cancer, as well as head and neck cancer. These drugs are given by injection directly into the tumor masses. And so more recently, I have a young patient who was sent to us. We were able to evaluate him and currently is looking at his case for this exciting new trial.
Is there anything that you'd like to add?
What I would offer patients out there is to ask a lot of questions. Ask, are there clinical trials available to me? And they're welcome to go on the ACCC website where they can find additional information about how to find our resources.
Dr. Frank Tsai, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And please join us again for the Cancer Care Podcast, presented by Arizona Center for Cancer Care. For more information on the highest quality of cancer treatment in Arizona, please go to arizonaccc.com.